up here. That you even a lot of have hanon now, enjoyment now, from the hair that came off before. Like since the shechita is matir, to have enjoyment from the skin, the hair on the skin now, you could have enjoyment from that hair that came off before. However, the chomos and chomos said, no, it's also. This is where Rav Yehuda learns the machloikis. It's a machloikis when they made a shechita, are you allowed to have a nor from the hair that came off before? And according to Chachamim, it's also midrabbanan, because it's a gzeirah. People will know they could have enjoyment from the hair, so we're afraid people will hold on to the bechorim, even if it comes a balmum, and they won't shecht it right away, but they'll wait for the more hair, more wool to fall off. And the rabbanan wachesh, if you wait with your bechor, maybe you come to work with it, maybe you come to share it off altogether. Therefore, midrabbanan, it's still also to have a nor, even after you made a shechita. That's where the Chum holds it. Also according to Rav Yehuda. On this, Amul Rav Yehuda, he actually says back no, and says, Loi is the hit of Akavi ben Mahalo. We'll see in the Gemara, it means this is not the Machloikis, we're only Akavi is not the Chumim. Because Rav Yehuda holds, when you made a Shechita later, even the Chumim agreed that it's Mutta Bahano, that hair, wool that came up before. So Rav Yehuda says, where is the Machloikis? Elo, Sar Balmum. Again, the hair of a Balmum, the wool of the Balmum, Bechor, Shenosher, it fell off by itself. Vericha Bechlon, and you stored it away, you stored it for a while. Then Yachakach Meis, then the Bechor died. Here's the Machlekis. But then, such a case where it was Meis, Akavim Ben Halol Mater, still he said it's Mutter. But even though now that the Bechor was Meis, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Bechor, you have to bury it, and you can't enjoy the wool that's on the skin now, you have to bury it all. But I call upon him, now that it's Meis, he holds, you're allowed to have enjoyment now from the wool that came off before. The Chacham Mois and the Chacham said, no, even that's also. That since it's exerber, like we don't want you to have Hanor at all from the wool, Hanor the people should not keep the Bechorim around. They should check that right away. So Rabbi Yisrael, that's the Machlaik, it's only where the Bechor died. But in case you made a Shechita, then even the Chacham agree you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Hanor. You're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. And the Gemara will soon see, comes out, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Now in the Sefer is also proof of that. Now the Sefer says, Temer Hamadudu Bechor. Again, a similar case. We have a Bechor that the hair, the wool, was detached when the Bechor was alive. But the Temer, the wool, is still like hanging, clinging on to the other wool on the animal. And later, you go and shech the Bechor. So if you shech the Bechor, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from its wool. So it depends. Es Shenirim Magizo, if when you shear off the wool now, the part of the wool that came off before is looks like it's part of the giz, you can't really tell it came off before, then mutter. Then you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. But the Yashena Nira in Magiza, if it doesn't look alike, like the giza, like you could tell that hair was cut off or departed, came off by itself way before. So then also, then it's also to have enjoyment from that hair. So this is the Raya, according to Yehuda, this goes according to Chachamim. The Chachamim said, even in the case where you make a Shechita later, still you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the hair that came off before. See where this hair, here it's attached to the, it's like clinging to the animal. See if it looks like the wool you're first shearing off now, it's mutter. But if you could tell that this wool was detached before, and according to Chachom Shita, it's also to have enjoyment from it, even though it was done through a Shita. Nothing more says. Nechlau, Rabbi Yossi first said that what Loi Bezeh, this is not where Rabbi Kiva Mahala was matter. So how do we mean the word that even by Shechita he holds its also, and he only holds its mutter when it's mate, and what that can't be. Mechlau the yosa, that you want to say according to Akavi, even when you make a Shechita later, you cannot have enjoyment from the wool that came up before, is so harsh to be mate. You're telling me now that when the Bechor dies, Shari, then Akavi says, you are allowed to have enough from the wool that came up before, is so shachata mi boy, for sure will you make a Shechita now, and the Shechit is not you to enjoy the wool on the animal right now, Shechit, you can enjoy the wool that came off before. And what's the true? Ella, what Rabbi Yisrael meant to say is like this, that loy bezeh heter akavi the chom leisim. This is not the case where there's a machloikis, that akavi is the one that says it's mutter, and the chom says also. No, but rather shochetu. Again, we have your bechor, the balmum, that here came off by itself, and you stored it away. And then later you go to make a Shechit on the bechor. In such a case, Divrei Hakol Shori. If you ask yours, everybody holds you allowed to have enjoyment from the hair. Since you could have enjoyment from the hair on the skin now, you could have enjoyment from the wool that came off before. Keepsley, if you ask yours, where the machleg is, where the chum says, sauce or only the mace, where the bechor dies, you don't make a shechita. Then the chum says, since there's no heter to enjoy the wool on the Bechor right now, who adin, the wool before is also Asa. Omer Vasavasa says like this, that Omer Shlaka said, Ishno Machloikis, where is there the Machloikis in the Mishnah, where is the Machloikis between the Akavi and the Chachamim? That's only the Shetiru Mumcha, where a Mumcha came down and saw the Bechor first and said that the Mum on it is a good Mum, that you're allowed to Shecht the Bechor. In such a case, since it's Chalehetta to Shecht it, there's where the Rakavi says, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. The Masava one holds Gazrinan, that Chum still says also to enjoy the wool that came up before, because it's Gzeira, Gazrinan will make Gzeira Dimul also Leshuye. It was said that you could enjoy the wool that falls off by itself, we're afraid people hold on to their Bechorim. They won't Shech them. They want the wool to come off and will enjoy the wool, and we're afraid in between you may work with it. You're not allowed to work with the Bechor. Umasava, Akavi holds no, like Gazrinan, we don't make Gzeira. So therefore, once you make a shechita on the Bechor, that you're allowed to enjoy the wool on the Bechor now, who would then you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came up before? Abba, what's going to be lohi tiru mumcha? Let's say the mumcha did not get around yet to paskin on this mum on the Bechor. So at the time when the wool came off, he was not really hefted to shech the bal mum yet, the shech the Bechor yet. In such a case, Shlaka says, divri hakolos, everybody holds, that's more or less like a tam, and by a Bechor tam, where it doesn't have a mum yet, basically everybody holds this gzeira not to have any enjoyment from the wool. Because if you'll be able to have it, enjoy the wool, people won't want to bring it for korban. They'll rather wait until the wool comes off and use the wool. So before it becomes a balmum, shita, any wool that comes off, you can't have enjoyment from it. So Shlaka says that you could have enjoyment, it's only if the chacham already paskin that this mum on the Bechor is a good mum, that you have had to deshecht it. Now, if wool comes off and later you shecht it, that's what Shlaka says, according to Akavi, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. On this, Master Rosh Hashanah has the question. It says, Bale Mumin Asurin Bekol Shehu. Says, B'chor Bal Mum. So it's also Bekol Shehu. Could be any korban, could be. If the animals are Bal Mum and got mixed up with the other animals, so it's also Bekol Shehu. Even one in a thousand, it's not Bota Broiv, it's also. Rashi saying this here. Oysen b'chol shu, Rashi says, in Nisar of Echad Mim, Yelef Tamimim, Kulam Asunum is Be'echid. If one behemoth, a Baal Mum, got mixed up with even a thousand atams, so you can't, it's not both, you can't use them for Kabonish, you can't bring them on the Mizbech. Gemara says, you must have Shesh, Baal Mum Asurim b'chol shu. For Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, no Yivaker, that you have to go and check it out to see if you could find the Baal Mumanat, check it out. So Vinibus, we have a question like this. Ma Yivaka, what does Rabbi Yossi mean to say, check it out? He learned, if you want to tell me the Baal Mumhu, that you check out all the animals till you find the Baal Mum. And Velishkla, you take it out of here. If so, Mechlada Tanakama, oh, Malav. So how could it be a Machlaikis? How could the Tanakama say that's no good? Like sheep, if you go and check out the animals and you find the Baal Mum, so Pshita, the rest of them should become Mutta. That can't be the Machlaikis. So Mura says, rather, Omer of Nachra says like this, Omer of Rabba Baravua. Said, Hoch, you know what we're talking about over here? The Gizas Bechor Baal Mum Askinon. We're talking about the hair, the wool of a Bechor Baal Mum that came off by itself. Shenisarva Begiza Chulun, it got mixed up with all the wool of Chulun, that's the Shiloh. And the Giza of the Bechor is also Barnoah, so it's not Bottle Baroiv, so that's why it's also. So what's the Machlokes then? Oman Tanakamu, the Tanakamu, but it says that's also. Reb Yudi goes according to Reb Yudah. The Yom that he holds Nishchatu, even in the case where you make a Shechit on the Bechor later, still after Rabbonin. Still the Rabbonin, the Mishnah said that the hair that came off before, it's also Bano. That's why the Tanakhama says that that hair that got mixed up with other wool, it's also Bano, it's not bottle. For Reb Yosid all the time, Reb Yosid goes there, says it's Mutta, go check it out. The time he goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that Reb Yosid says in the Mishnah, that Nishchatu, in the case where you make a Shechita later on this Bechor Baal Mum, Shari Rabbonin. Even the Rabbonin agree then that you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before. According to Rabbi Yisrael, the Machlek is only when the Bechor dies, not to make a Shechita. If so, Katoni, it says over here, what Yavukar. So going according to Rabbi Yisrael, if you make a Shechita later, so then the hair becomes Mutta. But it says Lashon of Yavukar, you have to have it checked out. So my Yavukar, what does it mean to have it checked out? Lav doesn't mean to say, right now, check it out, imum kavua, imum oivahu. check out if the mum, the blemish on the behemoth, is a real mum, or it's a mum that'll go away. You can't check right now. Mashma, afagav shleitiru mumcha. Yeah, mashma, that right now, check it out later. The hair came off today. And it says, now you book it, check it out later to see if that mum is a good mum. Mashma, we find out that the mum is a good mum, even though we first found it out later. The hair that came off before is mutabanur. So it's mashma, not like Rav Shlokit. Shlokit says it's only mutta, the hair that came off after the mum. Mashma says like this. Amarava, Rava says no. You know what it means to say? Lo yevuka means to say, I hitiru mumcha in. I loy loy. Rava says, lo yevuka. Amarava loy. Rava says, no, that's not the pshat. Loy. It's not the pshat of here. The pshat is like this. Yevuka, go check it out to see. I hitiru mumcha in. If a chacham was already matter this mum and said it was a good mum before the wool came off, in. Then the wool becomes mutter when you make a shita later. But v'loy, if a chacham did not check it out before, then loy, then it's not muta. So kids, I thought Akasha could be like Rish Lakish still. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Ravim, when Ravim went up to Eretz Yisrael, Omer l'shmaite kaimed Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said over this loch in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said over Rish Lakish's loch, in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Omer l'shmaite the Rav Nachman. He said over Rav Nachman's halacha, he said over the Rav Nachman's Shan and Machlekes over here, where the wool got mixed up with other wool. That's the way he said it over. So he said back to him, Omach, so Yirmiyah said, Bavloi Tipshoi, like you people from Bobi, like Tipshim. Mishrim the Yasra, Biara de Chashuch, he's sitting in the black land, there's no Shechina there like, Amri Shmata de Mechashchin, you say bad black halachas. In other words, Lo Shmilu, didn't you hear? Hod Yoma Rebbe Chiva Rabba, that's what Rebbe Chiva Rabba said. Omer Rebbe Yechanim, Rebbe Yechanim. But this machlokes of here is like this, that machlokes b'sheboduk v'loy motzu. Here the machlokes says it could be like the original case where you had one behemoth that's a baal mum and it got mixed up with 1,000 other behemoths tamimim. So it says now all 1,000 are also. So the question is, when it says check it out, what could be the machlokes? If you check it out, how could you argue? So he learns the machlokes like this, but machlokes b'sheboduk, you checked out all these 1,000 animals for the baal mum. You do not find any animal with a baal mum there. That's the machlokes. Or kamisul give the yagyum the plukta the ramei of rabbanon and the machlokes ramei the rabbanon. It's not like this. Shohayir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that kol dover shohayir beches kas tuma. Anything is beches kas tuma. Means there was once a mace deer in the field. So liyer lemuba tumosa. That field is always tamei. Achi yisvadu hatuma. Until you know clearly what happened to the mace. What happened to that kever. So here also, even though you checked out all these animals and you didn't find the baal mum, you have to be afraid maybe it's still there. The chomam, say no. Chayfer, you just have to check out the ground, dig down at shemigila cell till you come to the stone, hard rock. Then you know for sure there's no kever below that. And if you don't find anything, so it's not here, it's tor. Oyla psula, or else check out the dirt that like a psula was never touched yet. So you know for sure there was nothing buried there. The Chumash say, check out this field, and if you don't find the mace there, you have a right to say it's not there. That's the Machlokes. See, also, you checked out all the animals, and you didn't find the baal mum. So Tanakhama says, checking doesn't help. It calls money, you don't find it, it's also. And Rabbi Yosef, the other one says, no, if you check it out and find it, then it becomes Mutta. Rabbi Yosef, the Machlokes is like this. Kishab Bodak, when they talk, it checked out all these animals, and they found one baal mum there. So what's the machlokes? Then the kamiflu gave the plug to the Rebbe Rishon ben Gamliel. The Tanya was on like this. Saw that he had a field shovered by kever. That a kever was lost there. There was a mace buried there. We don't know where it is. Nichmas b'tochav goes into that field right now is Tommy. What's going to be nimsa b'tochav kever? Lady, check out and you find the kever there. You find the mace buried there. So now, nichmas b'tochav tor. Whoever walks into the field now is tor. Like you know exactly where the mace is and the rest of the field is tor. Shaniyam, because I have a right to say, who kever shaba? That was the kever that was lost, and who kever shaninsa? That's the kever they find right now. Did Rabbi Shimon, this is the words of Rabbi. Shimon Galil, I know, Tivdai Kola Sadaku, you still have to check out the whole field. Because you have to be afraid, even though you found one mace, but maybe that's not the mace that we lost. Maybe there's another mace buried there. So it's not enough. You found one. You have to make sure maybe there's another one also there. Tashma Machlekes over here also. He checked out all these and you found one Bamun. So the one that holds this offer, he yells because you can't tell, even though you found one, maybe there's another one there also. Yeah. So these are the two ways Halem Shana Machlekes over here. Nothing more says Rab Asi, my time of Yom Kareb Chiv Rab Hakim, he didn't learn the first chat. Omlach, I'll say like this. Bishle Megabi Tumma, by Tumma, I can understand that if you check out the field and you don't find the mace here, same me, you have a right to say, maybe Bo'ira Benotlu, maybe a bird, the raven came and took it away. Bo'akfa, maybe the mice came Benotlu and ate it up. So I understand what happened to the Tumma. Elochab over here, Ba'amum Lechon also, what happened to that Ba'amum? You know for sure one Bema Ba'amum got mixed up here in 1,000 other animals. So what happened to it? Even though you can't find it, here it could be everybody agrees it's still also. Vidach, what is the other man there that says, no, that's good for the Machlekes? Hey, you'll say like this, that even though at first you had a Ba'amum, but maybe that was a Mum Iverhu. The Issa, the animal that had the Mum wasn't really Mum Kavu, was a small Mum that goes away, that healed up. So therefore, if you check out and don't find any Ba'amums there, you have a right to say they're all kosher. That's what Rav Asi learns. Now, Rav Chiya Barabba, my time will be Rav Asi. How come he doesn't like Rav Asi's chat? Overlook, let's see like this. Fish lay masada by your field, darkala mikvah bar. It's possible that you bury one mace, maybe they buried a second mace there also. It's like, you have to cover behind, cover in Shacharini, the same way you found this mace. It's not 100% proof that that's the only mace there. Maybe there's another one there also. Ela kodeshim by kodeshim of yekivun de botkulon v'kaimo d'akayu l'mitzvah l'meifu b'amuma. Again, we're talking about behemoths that you checked out already, the kabonis. So since you checked them out already, it's not a derech for them to become ba'amumim. So therefore, it's not sure to have another ba'amum. So if one fell in and you checked out and you found one, it's mustava to say that's the ba'amum. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe there's another one here also. See, if he doesn't know the Machlekes is like this, but rather Machlekes is where you can't find it. Yeah. Vidach Yeramanya says, no, Agav de Menachi Adodi, since the animals kick one another, Shchiyach Bamum, yes, it's very possible the Mum came. So even though he found one, you have to be afraid, maybe there's another one there. Meister, I have a question like this. It says, HaToylish Tzemem B'Bechor Tam. If somebody pulls off the wool off the Bechor, that's even a Tam, and so he speaks out that Lav Dafka, if he pulled it off, the same Malach would have played with it and it came off by itself. So the hair of a Tam, a Bechor Tam came off. There is Afa Pish Nelad Bomum, even though later a Mum came upon this Bechor, Fishachatu, and you went and you shechted the Bechor, also, still you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the hair that came off before. That's what it says here. Bakopon and Taimah, what's the reason why it's also the Tam? Mashma only because the Bechor was a Tam. Mashma in Tapta Chavavia, Mashma Ho Baal Mum, Mashma the Bechor was already a Baal Mum, then